follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, How to Bounce Back from Setbacks. I am your host, Kimberly Stewart. You know, I have to admit that I did not believe how relevant this topic was going to be today. I was one of those people who was sure that Congress was going to be passing a budget by midnight yesterday, September 30th, end of their fiscal year, and that the federal government would be at work today. I was very wrong and surprised. And I hope that to those who are directly impacted by this shutdown, that you do find some tips and some guidance and principles to live by as you go through this period. And I encourage you, if you know people who are directly impacted, that you forward this show and let them know that I've done this show and have them listen to it, because you can listen to this show or any of my shows at any time when it's convenient to you. And I know a lot of you do that. So please, you know, listen. Hopefully you'll get some good tips. If you have questions for me that you want to ask after the show or during the show, please email me. Email the host on my host page or kstewart@steppingstones-llc.com. And I'm happy to have a discussion with you and answer any questions or provide you my thoughts and inputs as you go through whatever you're dealing with, whatever your situation is now. You know, when I did think about this topic, how to bounce back from setbacks, honestly, I didn't know what I was going to be talking about for this show segment. And I was struggling a little bit and said, okay, I know it will come. They always come. Something will, you know, pop into my head. Just let it go. And sure enough, I realized I was having to deal with a quote-unquote setback on a professional side, much smaller than a government shutdown setback, but it was something that I hadn't planned, I hadn't expected, but I did need to deal with and kind of got me off track of the path that I was going. And then I had my aha moment. We deal with setbacks on a professional and personal basis on a very regular basis. You know, some are very, very small and easy to get back on track. Others might be very significant. And that's when I realized that there are ways that we can deal with those setbacks. And that's what I thought, you know, that's a very good topic to talk about on this show. So that's what I wanted to do. And that's what I'm going to do today. And right now, I feel that it's very relevant to many of you who are directly impacted by the shutdown that has occurred. You know, when I think of setbacks, as I just indicated, there are different types of setbacks. And how I typically categorize them, you know, on a very high level is you have your professional and your personal. So that's two huge categories that you can think of setbacks on. I'm going to deal with the personal first. And personal tend to be extremely emotional, highly emotional. And they're oftentimes harder to get over and harder to, you know, focus on and do something about because they are so emotional. And they impact you directly on the things that you care, whether it's family members, whether it's, you know, your income, whether it's all the direct things that impact your satisfaction and how you're leading your life. On the professional side, you know, they can have different layers of setbacks. It can be your individual career that you find that you have a setback. It could be related at a team level, a project or program level, or an organizational level. And one of the things, if you're doing a if you have a professional setback, is understanding the scope of that setback. At what level is it occurring, and also how big of a setback it is? What is the impact of that setback? How critical is it? Is it addressing the financials or a perception issue or a relationship issue? What is the impact of that setback? And how prepared are you to address it? Have you done a risk mitigation? Have you brought in and thought about your various risks, and this was a potential risk and you did some mitigation and you might have a plan? Or did you think, hey, if this does happen, this is what we'll do? How prepared are you to address that setback? Or did this come out of left field? Understanding the type of setback, the impact, and how prepared you are helps you in being able to move on and address it appropriately. I am a very big believer, and you'll probably hear me say it a few times during this segment, that how you address and how you recover from your setback is what people will remember, not necessarily the setback itself. So that's what I want to focus on today, is how can we make sure that you recover and you get the project or the, you know, the goal back in line with what you want to do and where you want to go, and make sure that you're recovering well and positively and hopefully becoming stronger as a result of it. So I want to address the issue of, which I briefly addressed or mentioned, the perception. Oftentimes with setbacks, there is a reality versus perception issue. You know, one of the things that I was dealing with when this idea popped in my head of this topic was that, you know, I was moving along, you know, doing what I needed to do in terms of paperwork and signatures and getting this information I needed to get for a project that I was starting up on. And then there was a perception issue that occurred. Someone thought that he did not have the full information when he gave me his information, that he didn't know what he was giving to me, and because I was moving so quickly. It was absolutely a perception issue. It was something where people didn't realize that, you know, this email happened, this conversation happened, and I was following the steps that we needed to follow, and then someone was not around, and in order to keep the momentum going, I needed a backup, and I was using him as a backup, but then he forgot about the other information. So it was an easy, as I said, an easy thing to correct, but there was a perception initially that I wasn't giving him the full information, and he did not have the full information. So we always have to realize that we need to, when we're assessing what type of setback we have, what the scope of that setback is, we also have to think about, is there a reality versus perception issue that we need to manage? And no matter what it is, what reality is, if there's a perception issue, you have to manage based on the perception and get perception closer to reality. It won't work otherwise. You have to deal with what people think it is and get them to understand what it actually is. So we are actually ready for a break. And I want you to think about the last setback during this break, the last setback that you have had or that you're dealing with right now. And think about whether there's a reality versus perception issue that you need to address or potentially are addressing, and hopefully you are addressing, and what that is. Also think about some of your setbacks and you know, understand whether they're professional versus personal, what the scope of it is, what the impact is, and how prepared were you in dealing with that setback. So you're listening to How to Bounce Back from Setbacks on Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I am Kimberly Stewart, and I will see you in 2 minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business. Are you and your business well prepared? For what, you may ask? Well, what about workplace violence, cyber attacks, or general business disasters? Listen for Fear is Negotiable, Business Survival Skills 101 with your host, Pamela Hill. We'll bring you case studies of the businesses that don't prepare and the consequences that can happen. We'll also bring you best practice strategies that can help you keep your business running smoothly. Tune in to Fear is Negotiable, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Did you know that at the root of every business problem lies a communication issue? Communication Nation, a show that brings effective business communication practices to the masses, addresses a number of topics and talking points that impact your professional development, as well as business productivity and profitability. Host Jill Schiffelbein makes the theoretical tangible. Tune in each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be ready to become a better communicator with Communication Nation. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You
are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show. You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, How to Bounce Back from Setbacks. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart. In the last segment, we talked about the types of setbacks that you could have. And we talked about it at the very high level and made it into two categories, professional or personal. We realized that the personal one is highly emotional, highly charged, and a lot harder to get over because it is so personal. On the professional one, there are different levels of a professional setback. And at when it becomes an individual career setback, that is going to be a little bit harder because it's hitting you directly. And although the others, whether it's a team and a project and organization setback, does hit you and impact you directly, you might be able to provide a little bit more objectivity to it than that personal career type setback. And that all impacts how quickly you can respond to it. And then we talked about perception versus reality, and that you always have to manage the perception and get perception to or at least closer to reality. And no matter what, it's how you react to your setback and how you respond to that setback is what, in the long run, is going to be remembered, not so much the setback itself. So now we are looking at, you know, what to do. I've had a setback. What do I need to do? And usually the first step that I take is I need to identify the situation. I need to acknowledge that, something happened and it's not what I planned. It's not what I wanted. I just took a couple steps backwards and maybe even to the side. I need to acknowledge that, recognize it, because as soon as I acknowledge and recognize it, I can now begin my reaction. Sometimes I have to also not only acknowledge I've had a setback, but I have to label it, meaning that I either say, okay, you know, this is the segment of my life it's impacting. It's my personal or it's my career life. Sometimes I have to do that just to say, okay, I'm going home now, leave the work issue behind. Do not bring that into the house. Sometimes I have to consciously say, okay, it is not me. It is not personal. It's the situation, or it's they're directing it at the company, the business. It's a lot easier to then take away that emotion if I recognize that that is the case. Now, it's important that that actually is the case too. Oftentimes, if you're dealing with a professional setback, it is nothing personal. And take that personal out of it and recognize that it is business, it is situational. It's not you that they are directing it at. And now you've gained some objectivity. That does not mean that you will not feel the frustration, the anger, the regret, and all those really negative emotions that you'll feel. And I actually encourage you to acknowledge your feelings. As you are feeling them, acknowledge them and understand that you are going through this time of just being mad. And it's okay to be mad. But make sure that in doing this, you're giving yourself the time to do that. You're not, especially in the professional and the workplace, you're not sharing it outside of yourself. You know, you're not, you know, making a huge scene. You're not causing more harm than good. But let yourself be frustrated. It's okay. But then you got to go, okay, I'm done. It's over. And you need to move on and now start working on mitigating. The situation, the setback did happen. Recognize that. Acknowledge that. It is reality and you now need to deal with it. Let all the what ifs go. Let it behind you. And move on to address the what is. Now, that's probably a lot easier said than actually done. And I recognize that. Sometimes I do a great job in letting it go and dealing with reality. And sometimes I don't do that great of a job. So sometimes what I need to do to help me get over it and move on and deal with the situation and react in a timely manner is I tell myself, and remember from previous shows, I have indicated that I'm a positive person and I see everything as a glass half full. I acknowledge that everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe everything does happen for a reason. And there will be some good that comes out of it. I might not know about see the good for a while. I, you know, depending on how bad it is, if it's really bad, it usually takes a while for me to find the good. But there is good that does come out of it. As long as you begin reacting and begin dealing with the situation. So I know when I'm really having difficulty is if I then need to go to the next step and the next phrase that I use. I know that all of you guys know this phrase. And it is a phrase that I got very frustrated with as I was being told from older siblings as well as parents that when I've had a setback and I've had, you know, an issue and I'm really mad and frustrated, I get told, you know what? You will grow from this. You will be stronger. It builds character. At one time, I remember telling, it was probably my sibling. I can't imagine telling my mom this. But I remember I snapped back, I've got so much character, I don't need any more character. So I do actually now use that and I use it more on I will grow stronger from this more than anything else. You know, but sometimes I will see it's building character. I see it building character. If I know I'm really having a tough time, and I just need to deal with it. So once you've acknowledged your own feelings and you've kept that acknowledgement within you, you do need to share the setback, and this is all dealing with some of the personal, some of the professional side. The personal side, there's some sharing that you will need or want to do just so that you can figure out what to do next. And usually it's going to be a confidant, a family member, a good friend, someone that's a confidant that you can share with. But you know, from a professional side, what I typically do is I share it with my small team that I'm working with day to day, and that this impacts. If it's a setback that is dealing with my career, I probably will more share it on with my spouse than with an internal team. There might be a mentor I might share it with, or a close confidant in the organization I might share it with. But most likely I would be going to my family members and sharing it with them if it's a career-related setback first. So I want to acknowledge it with my other my close team, let them know the situation so that they can now address the situation and deal with the situation and help me in dealing with the situation. Let the team members understand it. Let them potentially vent too, just as you needed to. And they can vent to you and not to the workspace. Ask questions. Let them ask questions and share, you know, their emotions with you. Let them go through that whole process just as you had to do it. And then stop. Say, this is the reality we need to deal with. This is where we are. How do we deal with it? How do we handle this? And now you need to be thinking about who is impacted by this. What is the severity of this issue? Are people above you, like your client, your manager, going to know about this situation? And how quickly are they going to know about this situation? Those are all questions that you initially want to ask and address because it tells you what your very next step is. And it's important to understand if you need to share beyond that internal, that small internal team, because your manager, your boss, your client is going to hear about it from someone outside of that bigger team or an external thing, they need to know right away. They cannot be blindsided by it. They need to be on your side, supporting you, and knowing that you have it under control. So typically in that situation, I would go to my manager first that is outside that day-to-day team. And then once they know, I would go to the client. There is an exception to that rule. And that exception is, if your client is with you side by side and you are running into that client, and that client will hear about it most likely very quickly by some other source, you need to go to them and let them know. Your client and your manager cannot be blindsided. And then your next call is to your manager. So think about that. Think about your response times. Think about the setbacks you're dealing with now or have done recently. And I will see you at the other side of the break. You are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, How to Bounce Back from Setbacks. See you in 2 minutes.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, how to bounce back from setbacks. Before the break, we talked about how to identify the situation and the setback, how to let yourself feel emotion, anger, frustration, and then how to quickly go and tell your internal team about it and let them feel that anger and emotion. And then quickly respond upwards to your manager, to your client, and let them know what has happened. And typically what I do, especially if it's a very quick response, I don't have my action plan in place because we needed a little bit more time, but I don't want them to be blindsided, is I go and I say, this is what happened, factually based. This is the result of it, and this is the impact of it and the risks of it. This is what we're doing about it. And if I don't know specifics of how we are getting back on track, I tell them, I am working right now on a plan, and I will have that updated to you and given to you, you know, whether it's the end of the day or in the morning, depending on what the reality of that plan is. Something like that typically is not in a week. It is pretty quick response time. And then I also ask them, or well, I tell them typically, that I will update you on any major events and then ask them, is there a regular update that you would like me to give you or do until this is resolved? And this way they have the information in case someone comes to them and they have just bought me some time, because now if someone comes to them, they don't have to go searching for me. They've got the facts. They know what I'm doing about it. They've even got a little bit of a timeline in terms of Kim will have a plan to me by the end of the day. Kim will have a plan to me in the morning. And then we will be meeting on this on a daily basis or twice a day or whatever the frequency is. They are now on my side and they can give me top cover. And they can get everyone else off my team's back and mine so that we can focus on getting back on track. And if I need additional resources or I need something, it is easier for me to go to them now and have them help me because I've informed them. I've been proactive. The management, the client, they now expect me to go do, go plan, go figure out how to get back on track. Go use your resources, use your team, and that is your focus. And let them know if they need to do anything or let them know if we've made progress and hit milestones or have gotten back on track, or if issues are coming up. It's important to quickly implement. Now, going back to if it's a more personal setback or even a career-related setback, and it really impacts you directly and on a more individual basis, as I said, those are much more highly charged. They're much harder to get over with. And some of the things that I found helpful is I still go through the process of acknowledging my frustration, my, you know, anger. I will sometimes be able to talk to my husband about it, or I won't be ready to talk about it. And if I'm not ready to talk about it, I know I just need to kind of let things sit and settle, and it might take me more time. Usually after a good night's sleep, I can start coming up with a plan or understanding it and processing it. So give yourself a little bit of a break, especially if it's a personal setback. Not too much of a break. So when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit of a break, but maybe a longer bit time to recover than in a professional team project organizational setback. If you are having difficulty in dealing with the setback, whether it's professional or personal, think about some of these things. It is less about blaming someone for it, and it's more about solving it. So blaming is dealing with, is addressing the past. I think it's important when you deal with a setback, you have to be thinking about the future. How do I get back on track? What is the future? This is my goal. I need to get back on track. When you're blaming, there's a lot of unhealthy and negative feelings, and usually is not working to solve the problem. So you need to make sure you stop the blaming, if that's what you're doing, and figure out how to get back on track. And that if your team is trying to blame or make sure that they are not blamed, that you talk to them about, it's not about blame, it's about how do we resolve. Also, what is important to remember is that if you are mentally checked out, you cannot recover. You cannot be part of the solution. And that probably will be remembered. Don't mentally check out. If you need a little bit longer break to deal and process, take a little bit of longer break. Let someone know, especially if you're dealing on the professional side, that is not an individual career. Let someone know who can cover for you. I had a situation where, you know, people may not know it. People that are in the federal government, I think, realize it, that the typical time that you get RFPs in the federal government is from about Veterans Day, so middle of November, through Martin Luther King's holiday. So you hit one, you know, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Martin Luther King holiday. Five holidays. That is the proposal time. So contractors are absolutely missing all those proposals, or all those holidays to write proposals. Well, one time, I was on the third Christmas that I basically was going to be missing. And at that time, I had much younger kids. I have young kids right now, but I had much younger kids. And that third Christmas, we actually had planned, because it was the same group that does it all the time. And we were like, this is going to be the third Christmas. There is no way that we can miss it again. And I was not the only one with really little kids. So we had planned and worked and knew that we were going to pull longer hours in order to have at least a couple of days around Christmas. Well, we had a setback, and I can't even remember what the setback is, to be quite honest with you. And it turned out that, no, we were just going to have Christmas. We were going to work Christmas Eve. We were just going to have Christmas. Well, needless to say, it was an extremely stressful Christmas at the Stewart house. And I realized I can't do this. I needed time with my family. I needed to check out mentally of this. And I needed to get back on track. I did communicate it. I did have people that covered for me. And I took a couple of days because I needed it. And I was much more productive coming back into that proposal than if I had kept on going. I would not have recovered from that setback well at all. And that would have been remembered. So don't check out mentally. If you have to check out mentally, then exit the situation and make sure someone's covering for you. And you need to watch team members to make sure they're not checking out mentally. It is your responsibility as a manager to, if you notice that, to talk to them and make sure that they either come back and engage or that they go and take the time that they need. The last thing before we take one more break is it's also important not to hold grudges. It's unhealthy, just like blaming is. You know, you have this just negative, heavy weight on you. It doesn't mean that you don't forget. And it doesn't mean that you are best friends or, you know, or have a friendship with people. But just let it go. Let it go and move on. And deal with your situation. And then remember that you may need to, you know, test out or take longer in trusting that person or verify that with about what that person is saying. But let it go. And never forget, it's a great data point. So it's time for one more break before we wrap up this segment on how to bounce back from setbacks. Think about how you deal with your setbacks. Are you dealing with them healthy? Are you checking out? And if you are checking out, are you turning it over to someone? You know, are you managing your team and watching your team and making sure they're not mentally checked out? Are you blaming people? Are you letting your team blame people? And are you holding grudges? Hopefully you're not doing any of that, but think about it, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals, your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, How to Bounce Back from Setbacks. So today we've been addressing setbacks on a professional as well as a personal level. We've talked about how to identify a setback, how to let yourself feel the frustration, how you share it with your small team, how you quickly communicate up to your manager and your client so that they give you top cover, they're not blindsided, and they know that you're taking action. And that as soon as you do that communication, that you do plan and do take action and implement that plan until you get back on track. And you're communicating through all that time with your manager and your client and any of the other stakeholders that need to know that you've identified through your planning process and through your implementation process. And you will get back on track. And it's always how you react to setbacks and what you do from those setbacks that define who you are and what people will remember. Understand and realize that when you have a setback, you do have to address it. That is now your reality, and you need to resolve it. It doesn't help blaming other people for it. Focus on your resolution. Don't mentally check out of it. That doesn't help anyone either, and that probably will be remembered if you don't transfer the responsibility to help get back on track to someone else while you take your break. And don't hold grudges, because that just is unhealthy. It doesn't help you resolve the issue. But as you don't hold grudges and you let those things go, make sure you don't forget, because that is a data point about that situation, about those people or persons. And take that data point and learn from it and take action with it. So once we've gotten back on track and we are aligned, you will want to do a lessons learned of the issue. What occurred? How did it occur? How could we do it differently? What are the lessons that we learned from this setback? Were we prepared? Were there other things that we could have done to be more prepared? Did we have a process in place? Was it a good process? Once you've identified those lessons learned and understand what happened, how it happened, and how you would do it differently to prevent it from happening, make sure you document them, communicate them, share them, and don't forget them. Make sure it truly is a lesson learned and that others don't have to learn the same lesson, especially in your organization. a little bit later, after a little bit more time has gone by from a setback, especially if it was a significant setback, especially if it hurt. And sometimes, you know, your setbacks, and it's not just emotional, but there's a physical hurt and pain to it. And so especially if there was, you know, if it was significant, you want to reflect on how the situation came out positive or impacted in a positive way. So that might sound weird. It's a setback. So that indicates that it's negative. But no, I do believe everything happens for a reason. And I do believe if you deal with setbacks well and you recover well and you get back aligned to where you were going and what you wanted to do and achieve, you can have a positive result. You know, what happened as a result of what you did to get back on track? Would what happened have occurred if the setback did not occur? Did it end up being a better situation as a result? Was the product stronger? Was the service stronger? Are you stronger? Is your team stronger? Is your company or organization stronger? Those are all positive things if you grew from the experience. And often I find just sharing that hard experience and sharing the recovery and getting back on track from that hard experience builds a stronger relationship between the people involved, whether it's team members, whether it's clients, whoever it is. So that alone can be a lasting relationship that has all sorts of positiveness. How did you recover? Did you learn and grow from the experience? Do you now have more knowledge than you did when you began before the setback? And more experience that you now can apply to your future work? Again, I have said this a couple of different times throughout the show. I think it's always important to remember that it is your reaction that counts and will be remembered. So think about that and think about how you react publicly in the workplace. If you react well, that is the difference. And that positive feeling from all the stakeholders involved and everyone who you interacted with will last. You know, I have a project that seemed to have setbacks almost every day. I came into the project because of that reason, and I had to build it and get it better and healthy. Well, dealing with all of that was actually very positive to the relationships I built with my client. I still have those relationships. I still have those contacts. And it has benefited me, even though this is something that happened years and years and years ago. And I don't believe that I would have as strong a relationship as I do now with them if I didn't react to all the various setbacks I was thrown and involve them and engage them the way that I did. And right now, they remember how I reacted, not necessarily the specifics of the setbacks. So some principles to live by as you are dealing with any of your own setbacks. Acknowledge them and then let it go. Meaning acknowledge it and then think about the future. Move on. Deal with it. Look for the positive. And it can be as simple as I built a relationship from it that is stronger now. I was able to get an even better solution than I would have gotten if I didn't have this setback. I have learned from it, and I can apply it to my next job. Each difficult situation brings strength to you and your relationships. It's an experience that is shared, and you can become stronger from it. So once again, I think you need to always remember it's how you deal with the setbacks that will be remembered. So deal with them in a positive, focused way. Acknowledge your feelings, communicate the issues and what's going on, and then implement your plan to get back on track. And that will always be what's remembered. Thank you for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, How to Bounce Back from Setbacks. I hope you learned from the show. I hope it helps you out. And if you know someone who might have been impacted by the government shutdown, I do hope you will share this show with them. And feel free to email me if you have any questions, feedback, or discussions that you would like to have. Thank you, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.